It was a burning little weekend, but what was worthy?
It's the weekend update.
Yesterday, hope you had a good Palm Sunday, everybody. Got the little handouts from church. And then please come to the early service. Please come to the early service on Easter. Please come, because everybody's going to come to the other ones. We don't have room for everybody. Please just come to the early one.
See, we had the reverse. They were like, can you please come to 1 o'clock? Because everyone's going to be here at 9 and 11.
Oh, 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Whoa. Man.
So I don't know. I mean,
that's going to really cut into day two of WrestleMania. I don't know if I can. If I can.
1 o'clock is nap time.
I'm going to the 8 a.m. and then be back so I can tailgate in my front yard for WrestleMania this weekend.
Well, you do have your priorities.
But that is this weekend. Last weekend, by the way, friendly reminder, Alito Coaches Show podcast, Kevin Longquist and the crew will be tonight. Boo Rays of New Orleans, Hudson Oaks, 7 o'clock start time for all you need in the world of Alito Sports Bearcat love.
Number one on the Hank FM website, Kevin Longquist. Thank you.
Boy, the American Rodeo went over the weekend. That was huge. Fort Worth Syndicate smoked down in the stockyards. Saw Barbecue James went out there and sampled the barbecue.
I saw that. So it must have been really impressive if he liked it.
I bet they get nervous knowing that Barbecue James is coming out there.
They should.
Yeah.
Hello.
He knows what he's talking about.
Pigeons are just an overgrown dog, but they're good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that. It was the Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival. Downtown Cowtown over the weekend, and we had the Hank FM, and I went by. We have the Hank FM booth out there, and you had the option of going in a little recording studio that was made. Microphone, headphones, everything like that, and record your very own radio liner for Hank FM.
Did you record one?
I did. I went in, and then... I think that there was a couple more famous people around me that came in and did them. I asked the Hank promo crew, so what happens to these? Like, who gets these? You know, can I get a copy or any of this stuff? And they don't know.
It goes somewhere.
I don't know.
Most importantly, did you see any good mic stands over there?
How
were the mics?
I tell you that... the one I brought from home. One guy, though, that we did get a recording of.
Ooh, we're here inside the radio booth because I want to be a radio star. And we even have a script. It's laminated. Try this out. Hi, this is Mark Phillips from Fort Worth. And I love waking up with KB and Heather Lee on Hank FM.
That is how you do it.
We appreciate it, Mark.
That is how you
Thank
do
you
it.
Thank you very much. Was he careful when he did that? You gotta be very careful.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
You want to talk about art? That was a happy little Hank booth. Happy little Hank booth at the Fort Worth Main Street Arts. Bunch of concerts. Chris Young, two nights there. Pack the place at Billy Bob's, Texas. You'll do that. Love that guy. And then up there in Oklahoma.
Ruh-roh.
Where they do it all wrong. They did it oh so right. Four nights there at T. Boone Pickett's Stadium. Cross-Canadian Ragweed. Back together. And the supporting acts were just fantastic. So, four nights, ultimately 183,000 tickets sold.
Woo!
And I can tell you there were more people than that because everybody knew somebody and they got in there somehow. 20 sets by all the bands. And it was really cool, too. Stoney LaRue, Jason Bullen and the Stragglers. Cross Canadian themselves, Great Divide. They were all officially over the weekend inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame. So,
that's nice.
Yeah. Hope everybody made it back out of Stillwater. Okay. That was quite a scene. And you know what? Not a single mention of anything negative on the police blotter.
Ooh.
Everything seemed to just go incredibly well.
That's fantastic.
Another
good
love
job
up there.
A plus, guys.
I guess they do roll them okay. There we go. What'd you get in the Heather Lee world?
Well, you know, Saturday morning, the Texas Rangers played again. And that was at 10:15. I have no idea what the score was. But our star player's motivation, still the snack bar. So that's real, the winner out of the Miracle League. So that was fantastic. My daughter apparently has decided that she wants mommy to be broke. Again, so we're now back in our play day era. We did that. It was very exciting. She placed in two events. It was pretty exciting out there.
Very nice.
And the yard is it's kind of taken a cue from Blue Origin. It's very much in the Amazon era.
Ah.
I don't know if we're ever going to make it through this, but we're taking thoughts and prayers. And if anybody wants to come over and fix the lawnmower, you are more than welcome. What about you?
You're just going to hope it goes away?
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
That works.
You know what?
I do that with most sinks.
Maybe we'll hire some goats.
And then some things never leave. Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival. We hit that up Friday night, the kiddo and the girlfriend. And I tried to haggle for the 20-foot metal dog. And
what happened?
I couldn't talk him down from $65,000. Well,
I mean, it would never fit in the sink anyway.
I was more in like the $50 range, and we were just way off. We were just way off. That's okay. That's fine. But it's a good thing I didn't invest in it because I did do my taxes finally. I did my taxes.
How did that go?
I'm going to have to get with HR today because I need to check my W-2 on how I'm filing. I think that's the problem.
Oh, really? Is that the issue? You're not taking enough deductions?
So I think I filed as head of household. I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
Or single one or something like that.
You're in charge.
But evidently I filed as China and now I'm being tariffed.
Dang it.
That's probably the problem.
Welcome to the last great source of free entertainment.
May I have your attention?
It's KB and Heather Lee.